Hi, this is a dictation for patient Dalton Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Dalton is D-A-L-T like Tom O-N. Date of birth, 4/23/2003. The date of accident, 4/16/2025. Date of service, 6/2/2025. Patient presents as a new patient on 6/2/2025, the chief complaint of severe pain in the neck and the lower back, and moderate pain in both the shoulder and both knees. Patient attributes the symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 4/16/2025. History is as follows. The patient reports that he was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right at 12:03 a.m. and he was sleeping. His brother was traveling with him, Tysham Brown. The accident occurred on 7 Mile Road while coming out of the Coney Island near Sussex, S-U-S-S-E-X, and Margarita Street in Detroit. This report that when they were coming out of the Coney Island, they were in a head-on collision, and then the driver was on a hit-and-run and hit their car on the driver's side, sideswiped. The patient reported they were traveling in an Uber and they were hit with a truck at 60 miles an hour. Their speed of the car was almost 0 to 5 miles. Airbag did not deploy. He was not wearing a seatbelt. There was a loss of consciousness, and it was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. This accident happened while they were stopped on a stop sign. The damage was to their car. Only outside, but no damage to the inside. Patient report that the axle, headlight, rims, tires were all broken. The fender was broken. The paint was all completely destroyed on the driver's side while the side swept happened. Regarding the injury, patient reports he smashed the knee to the seat, head to the window, and he felt dizzy immediately. His neck whiplashed by hitting into the headrest and started throbbing. He started having back pain, lower back pain, as the seat was pushing from behind. However, he had no cuts, laceration, no fractures. History of present. Patient went to the emergency room, Grace Hospital, Sinai Grace Hospital for 5 hours. CT scan was done, x-rays were done. No damage was found. Patient was discharged. And now he is here for follow-up evaluation. The history of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are ongoing. And they are present on the back, right temple, moderate, 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're infrequent. They are coming only once a week, not too strong, and they are not very bad. And they were associated with nausea and vomiting earlier. Last vomiting was 1 week ago. Additional symptoms of TBI. Patient reports that he is suffering from dizziness, nausea and vomiting which has stopped, lightheadedness, and anxiety, panic, difficulty walking and weakness. Patient denies vertigo, loss of consciousness or seizures. Patient denies loss of memory or forgetfulness, confusion or disorientation. He denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, ringing in the ear. He denies any problem with the taste or smell or TMJ, and denies any vision problems like spots in the vision, blurred vision, loss of vision field, no incontinence. Denies any subtle anesthesia or any numbness, tingling or lethargy or sleep disturbance. Regarding the pain, patient is reporting a constant pain which is present most of the time, and a throbbing, throbbing, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, and in the area of 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modifying factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, walking, and improved by nothing. He reports of no numbness, tingling, pins and needles. He reports of muscle weakness of both the upper and the lower extremities, but he has not dropped any phone or dinner plates. There is no bladder or bowel incontinence. And he has had 6 physical therapy visits so far, but no other treatment has been accorded, no doctors or any other hospitalization. Please give me the records for system review, surgical history, medications, family history, employment, relationship, legal and personal history. Please review the ADL and also please check the diagnosis page. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 160/102, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, height 6 feet. Weight is 164. This patient is 22-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, operative and conscious, no sinuses, no jaundice, no clubbing, no polyneuropathy. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. The patient appears to be a non-anxious, non-lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including normal skin, normal neurological examination. In the musculature examination, we find severe spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally, severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscles bilaterally, and paravertebral muscles bilaterally at L1 to L5, with severe hypertonicity, but no other finding in any other muscle group. Musculoskeletal exam is as follows. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in the area of C5, 6, 7. T1, 2, 3, and L5, S1. Both the SI joints are tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally with trigger points, 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 35. Extension is 45. Bilateral side flexion is 30. And bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension 20, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. The Larmor test was positive, Farming was positive, distraction test was positive. Total test was negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test, lump test were negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 20 degrees, CLR is positive, CAP test was positive, Babinski sign is negative, Budzinski Kernick test was negative, Breger test was negative. SI joint, positive Faber test and Gonsalan test both sides with tender SI joints. However, tending flexion test, iliocompression test, distraction test are negative. Extremities examination. Except for both shoulders and both knees, rest of the extremities are completely normal, including distally wrist and hands are normal, foot and ankle are normal, no deficit, carpal testing is negative, normal, no edema, normal reflexes, normal circulation, no ulcer, laceration, fracture, dislocation, contusion, nothing. Patient is able to walk up to 100 feet easily and stand and sit for more than 30 minutes. And can walk without any adaptive device. The examination for the both shoulders reveals the following: the patient has some pain after 90 degrees of abduction bilaterally, and the pain level is 8 bilaterally. However, on inspection, the shoulder does appear completely normal with no dislocation, contusion, laceration, fractures. On palpation, there are no tender points in front or the back or top of the shoulder. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees on active motion. Muscle strength is normal. Special test. Drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Speed test negative. Linear test was positive, while the arcing kinetic test was positive bilaterally. In the knee joints, patient has a normally appearing knees with no scar or edema effusion. Patient complains of pain peripetalar, and there is a slight tenderness peripetalar with patellar apprehension test being positive bilaterally. However, the collateral ligaments are intact. There was no damage to the ACL, PCL. Range of motion is normal to 135 degrees. No crepitus grinding. Noise is heard on moving the knees. No valgus varus abnormality. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Please review the records for diagnosis and plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue from neck, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees. Traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is ordered a disability for work, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided. Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram 50 mg. Every 12-hour PRN for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, Lyrica 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Medigesic is provided. 1 or 2 tablets PRN for headaches, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Review of the referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club is yes. Review of available MRI and medical records. We have ordered release from Sinai Grace Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended right now. Investigations, none. Neuropsych evaluation, not required. Attended care caseworker, not required. Surgical options, none. DME, patient was provided with a back brace. Tension. For help. And education, yes. Follow visit in 10 days or 15 days and direct contact us. Thank you.